One win streak ends, another begins. The Moose Jaw Miller Express picked up their third straight victory in Western Canadian Baseball League action on Friday night, and they didn't leave much to doubt in a 10-2 rout of the Lethbridge Bulls at Ross Wells Park. The Express are getting closer and closer to wrapping up first place in the East Division, as they once again have a 9-game lead over the Medicine Hat Mavericks, now with 16 games remaining in the regular season. Moose Jaw's 7-3 mark over their last 10 is also tied for the best record in the WCBL in that span. The Millers' offense has also been on point in their 3 wins, putting up 27 runs in that span. It didn't take long for the Express to get going on Friday night, as leading 3-1 through 3, they'd put up a 4 spot in the 4th and tack on another 2 in the 5th for an 8-1 edge. Miller Express coach Eric Marriott took advantage of the early lead to get plenty of players on the field, with 15 rotating through the batting order throughout the game. The early lead also sat well with Express starter Ethan Merck, who turned in a stellar showing on his way to his 4th quality start of the season, 1 run allowed on 4 hits over 6 innings of work, striking out 9 and walking 2. His relievers were just as sharp, as Andrew Barger and Tristan Seitz each tossed a scoreless inning of relief before second baseman Bobby Pockerney allowed a single run in the 9th. The top of the order provided most of the offense on the night, once again led by Nate Mensick. The 2-time WCBL All-Star put together a 2-for-4 night that included a 2-run home run as the second batter of the game, a pair of runs scored and 3 runs batted in. Dawson Tweet was 1-for-3 with a pair of walks and scored 3 runs, while Grayson Barrett was 2-for-3 with 2 RBI. Wyatt Tweet was also 2-for-3 with an RBI and Pockerney crossed the plate twice. The Express and Bulls are right back at it on Saturday night in the final meeting of the season between the two teams. Game time is 7:05 p.m. at Ross Wells.